This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Citizens are rising up in revolt against government tyranny all over the world now. And this is because the corporate-run media has lost the narrative. They've lost control of it. And the governments are being exposed for what they are. Governments are, by definition, big governments, that is, they are confiscatory. They steal your wealth, your productivity. They lie. They enslave you. They commit massive crimes, and they always get away with it. Look at what's happening in the U.S. with James Comey and Peter Strzok, the FBI, the DOJ, the illegal Obama spying, the illegal FISA warrant on the Trump campaign officials, Hillary Clinton, massive corruption, collusion, campaign finance violations, fraud. And so far, they're all getting away with it. And this is happening everywhere around the world. And the citizens are sick of it. They've had enough. And they're rising up. And we're seeing it in France, for example, in Paris with the, I guess it's called the Yellow Jacket protests that are practically putting France into a civil war scenario, which is something I warned about several podcasts ago. And you need to understand exactly what's happening in France. France is a very high tax socialist country. Very high tax. 60, 70, 80% of what you earn is confiscated by the government there, depending on your tax bracket. And in exchange, the government promises to give you free health care and give you benefits and so on. But then Macron tried to put on this climate change tax that would make gasoline cost $7 a gallon. And for the, and that's on top of all the tolls and taxes that are already on gas and travel. And it just made it, it was a breaking point for the working class people who now realize that Macron is going to bankrupt them all and leave them starving just so that he can virtue signal to the globalists that he's taxing fossil fuels, even though fossil fuels are not the problem in the world today. But of course, the globalists, they want to keep the populations in destitution. They want to starve out the populations. They quite literally want to make sure that you can never gain wealth or gain power or rise up against them. And this is why they're controlling the media. This is why they're controlling the tech giants, social media. This is why they are controlling money, economies. This is why they are putting really punitive taxes on the people all over the world. And of course, Trump is fighting against that globalism, which is why the globalists are attacking Trump mercilessly. Yet the people are rising up, and it's happening in Belgium as well. It's happening in France. It's happening in the UK with Brexit. It's happening in Hungary, and it's happening, of course, in the United States. And in addition, there is backlash forming even in places like communist China, believe it or not. There's backlash against the globalists in Russia, backlash throughout many countries of the Middle East and so on. I mean, we're seeing populists awakening all over the world, and the populations are not happy. They're starting to realize finally that they've been enslaved and exploited their entire lives, and they've had enough. And by the way, the important point here for those of you who are Americans listening to this is that there will be uprisings in America. And I have a new prediction on that, that I think what could be a flashpoint is these gun bans in places like New Jersey, also ammunition magazine bans. So in New Jersey, if I have my facts straight on this, I believe they've banned all magazines over 10 rounds. And they've made it a criminal offense to possess any magazine that holds over 10 rounds, including rifle magazines. So if you have a normal 30-round magazine for your AR-15, that can now get you thrown in prison. It's a felony crime to have a 30-round magazine, even though that's a normal capacity magazine for an AR. And New Jersey has criminalized it. Of course, it's going to be challenged in the courts, and perhaps the Supreme Court will overturn it. But in the meantime, guess what? Everybody's being forced to destroy their magazines, to literally destroy their magazines. And what's the point of this? Well, the left-wing globalists who run New Jersey and New York and the East Coast and so on, they, of course, don't want citizens to be able to fight back. And this is just one step in an escalation where the bureaucrats and politicians are essentially, they want to take away all your guns. You know, banning the magazines is just step one. They want to ban rifles. They want to ban pistols. They want to ban bolt actions, everything, shotguns, you name it. This is just, it's just step by step. And I believe, and this is happening, by the way, also in places like California, of course, that already has these insane restrictions on what qualifies as a gun. Now you can't even have a handle grip on an AR-15 at all. I mean, they don't want the population to be able to fight back when the communist revolution is unleashed in collusion with the left-wing governments of these basically seditious, traitorous, you know, treasonous leaders like California Governor Jerry Brown, who I have to say now, I mean, not only should he be arrested, he should be tried for treason. And if found guilty, he should be subjected to the full extent of the law of what's allowed for those who are guilty of treason. And you can imagine probably what some of those punitive decisions might be from the courts. In any case, these people need to be stopped. These people are traitors. I'm talking about these left-wing, they call themselves socialists, but they're all communists, of course. And they are trying to, step by step, take away your right to defend yourself, not just against violent crime, but to defend yourself against violent government, which is what communism has always become. Hundreds of millions of people murdered in the last 200 years all across the world in the name of communism, by communist governments. It's called democide. D-E-M-O-C-I-D-E. Look up the word democide. In fact, I think we have a website, democide.news. There's not a lot there yet, but we're trying to get more stories written on that topic. That's death by government. And in order to kill, to mass murder people, governments have to first take away your right to bear arms. And that's exactly what's happening in California, in Oregon, in Colorado, in New Jersey, in New York, and liberal strongholds like that. Well, my prediction is there's going to be a backlash, and I wouldn't be surprised if there was an armed insurrection group. And to be clear, I'm not endorsing this. I'm not calling for it. I'm analyzing and predicting what I think may happen. An armed insurrection group that would attack the state capitol building, let's say, and take out selectively the socialists and communists and perhaps the governor of the state of these various states. Again, I'm not endorsing it. I'm telling you, I think something like this could happen. Because, you know, the whole point of the Second Amendment is not to shoot deer, but to shoot tyrants. The whole point of the Second Amendment is to defend yourself against tyranny. And how do you define tyranny? Well, it's when government is taking away your rights. And gosh, if they're taking away your right to keep and bear arms, that's tyranny. And so, you know, it's not hard to see this situation unfolding. And, I hope that violence is not needed as the answer to any of this. I don't call for violence. I would hope that we could outvote these people, but there's so much election fraud now, and the media is almost entirely anti-America now. The media is run by seditious traitors. The deep state is run by seditious traitors. These left-wing Democrat governors and so on, the Democrat Party's been utterly infiltrated and taken over by communists. They call themselves Democrat Socialists, but they're communists. I mean, watch the movie by Trevor Loudon. What's it called? Enemies Within, I think. Enemies Within. Gosh, I think it's on Amazon Prime. You can watch it for free. Watch the movie. You need to see it. You need to understand how the communists have infiltrated the highest levels of the Democrat establishment, and that they are following the blueprint of communism, which is to take away your Second Amendment right and to disarm the American population and to, of course, enslave the masses in the name of communism. And they always commit mass murder to do so. So I wouldn't be surprised if there's an uprising in America of pro-Second Amendment groups who are not going to comply. Do not comply would be their motto. Do not comply with tyranny. In fact, you could even argue, or they could argue, that the founding fathers of America have already granted permission to the citizens to defend themselves against precisely that kind of tyranny. It's not like you need an order from Trump. You know, the founding fathers have already granted that permission, arguably, in the Bill of Rights. And I say that even again, saying that I don't endorse such actions, and I hope that we don't see bloodshed in America. I hope that we can vote out the communists or lock them up, investigate them, expose them, and lock them up, strip them of power. But I kind of don't think that's going to happen anytime soon, and so this is why I'm predicting probably some populist uprisings in America. And so, you know, it's a pattern that's happening all around the world. That's my point here. And when this happens, make no mistake, the media will paint these people as terrorists. I'm talking about those who are engaged in the uprising, even though from their point of view, they're simply asserting their Second Amendment right to defend themselves against government tyranny. When a government comes to take away your guns, what are you supposed to do? Just surrender? I mean, let's be honest. If you are completely disarmed by your government, you are not a citizen anymore. You are a subject. The whole point of having guns in the hands of the population, and this is what the founding fathers understood, is that you have the decentralization of power, the democratization of power, in other words. And a government should always fear the people. For a government to be, let's say, more restrained in its quest for power. When the government does not fear the people, when the government rules over the people and the people fear the government, then you have tyranny. You have maybe a dictatorship, or you have an authoritarian society run by corrupt Democrats. That's what they want, of course. When the government fears the people, then you might have some restraint. Then you might have a chance of having something resembling liberty or freedom. The government cannot fear the people if the people are disarmed. This is why having the people be armed, having the Second Amendment right, having law-abiding citizens with concealed carry permits and gun ownership and veterans and former law enforcement, all having firearms, private firearms, this is a check against government tyranny. If the government spirals out of control, the people can rise up and take to arms. This is what the founding fathers described in their papers and in their opinions as they were crafting the Bill of Rights. When the people can take up arms and stop an authoritarian dictatorial regime, then that is justice. That is freedom. That is liberty. And no one would argue that the American people were wrong to stop Adolf Hitler, or wrong to try to stop North Korea's Kim Jong-un. You know, no one would argue that stopping tyranny is somehow a bad thing. But for some reason, we have these left-wing politicians who are calling for the disarmament of law-abiding citizens in America. And when the uprising happens, which I'm predicting it will, it probably will not be bloodless. And it will probably target those left-wing politicians who, you know, let's face it, many of them are guilty of treason. And if they were found guilty in a court of law, which would be the preferable way to handle all this, I believe, they could be sentenced to death by the courts. Now, the courts, you know, again, that would be the preferable way to handle these traitors, is to have the courts hear their cases, try them, indict them, charge them, allow them the rules of law to defend themselves, to present evidence in their defense, to cross-examine the witnesses against them, and so on, to hear the charges against them. All these things, you know, evidentiary discovery laws and rules, this is very important for the rule of law in our society. It's not a good situation if you have the citizens just run in and shoot all the communists. And you might think at first, you might think, well, they deserve to die or something. And perhaps, but that needs to be decided in the courts, you see. Just vigilante citizens groups running around mass executing traitors, You know, that's it's hard to defend the rule of law if you have a group doing that, isn't it? You know, where does the rule of law apply in that scenario? We must protect the rule of law. Now, if we're in an all-out actual war where, like, China has invaded America or the Russians have invaded America, or let's say Antifa takes up arms and begins shooting patriots and Trump supporters, and you actually have an outbreak of civil war, well, then that's a different situation. At that point, if you're in a civil war, your country is being overrun, overthrown by an enemy that has taken up arms, even a domestic enemy that has taken up arms, in that scenario, of course, every patriot has a duty to take up arms in defense of their nation. But that is a very, very different situation from what we see today. And that's why I would urge all people to engage in caution. And you may have heard me say this before, that whoever shoots first loses. That's right. Whoever shoots first loses the narrative. The narrative is what's actually very important here. If the patriots, if some patriot group were to take up arms and just go murder, let's say, New Jersey lawmakers. Let's just say, what if that happened? What would be the reaction to that? Well, it would be a call for complete gun confiscation nationwide. It would give the gun control people exactly the ammunition they need to call for nationwide confiscation, because they would say, look how dangerous these gun owners are. Look at what they just did. They just murdered these lawmakers in New Jersey who were innocent and unarmed and blah, blah, blah. So if a patriot group were to do that, you know, again, it would be disastrous for gun rights. And that's why I always urge people to support the rule of law. Now, if on the other hand, if President Trump, let's say if things really broke down and there was an attempted coup underway in Washington, D.C., and President Trump were to announce, I hereby deputize all concealed carry owners, I deputize all law enforcement, I deputize all former military to take up arms, come to Washington, and save your nation, defend the presidency, and arrest the deep state traitors who are trying to pull off a coup. If the president were to say such a thing, then he is the commander-in-chief. He is the head of the executive branch. Then the American people would be justified in taking up arms in defense of their nation as being deputized by the president himself. But not to take such actions on their own in a vigilante justice kind of thing. It's very important to understand the difference here. It's not merely the actions that count, it's the authorization of the actions. In other words, it's the legitimacy under the rule of law that matters. And patriots support the rule of law. It is the radical left that is lawless. And we must continue, as patriots, we must continue to respect the rule of law. Nevertheless, I still predict that some groups are going to probably go after some lawmakers somewhere and things are going to spiral out of control, even though I don't want to see that happen. So just prepare yourself is all I'm saying. Prepare yourself, you know, follow the law. If you own firearms, as I do, make sure you're always in compliance with the law, as I am. I always follow the law. I don't own any illegal firearms. I don't own any automatic weapons. I don't own any, you know, off-the-books, short-barreled rifles or anything like that. Everything that I have is 100% legal, legit. And I support the law. I support law enforcement. I support the U.S. military. I support our president. And I call for traitors of America to be arrested, not shot. You see the difference? Arrested, indicted under the rule of law. It's important that we maintain the rule of law, or we lose everything, we lose civilization. So a lot to think about. This is Mike Adams here. You can read more of my work at newstarget.com. God bless America. Stay safe. Pray for us all. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.